Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians 5. Thank you for those who are here. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I was able to go and surprise my sisters in California. It was quite a trip, but it was also awesome to see them, see how they're doing. And, you know, God is good and thankful for technology. Amen. But 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. And we're just going to read just one verse of scripture, and I don't want to be too long tonight, but I would like to leave you with some encouragement this evening about being faithful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and look what it says in verse number 24. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, it says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." Paul is writing to this young church at Thessalonica, and as I said, it's a young church, and, you know, Paul always had a purpose for writing to these churches. And in this specific church, Church of Thessalonica, they needed some encouragement. You know, they weren't the people who were going through persecution, but they had some things that they weren't quite understanding that Paul addresses in this book. But at the end of this chapter, all he is doing is giving some short statements, some encouragement to this church. And it starts all the way in verse number 16, talking about rejoicing evermore, and then praying without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And it goes all the way to the end, verse 28. But I want to focus on verse 24 as I read, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." God has been faithful to us, but we need his strength and his grace to, in turn, be faithful to him. Aren't you thankful this evening that we serve a faithful God? And I'm reminded of some passages, especially some people that he promised this to, that "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." I think of Joshua, one of my favorite characters in the Bible, how that he took over for Moses, and God assured him that if he would walk with him and meditate on the word of God, that just like Moses, he will be with him and he will give him the courage and the strength to endure and to keep going. And if you read through the story of Joshua, you see that Joshua saw some amazing things. He saw the walls fall down. He saw the sun stand still. He saw so many things that only God could have done. And it proved that because of God's faithfulness, Joshua could be courageous. This past fall, the past few months, my Sunday school, for the fourth and sixth graders, we've been going over characters who were courageous. But it wasn't because of who they were or the strength that they had. It was because they served and they were faithful and they trusted in a faithful God. And the question I have for you this evening is, as we kind of shift gears from Thanksgiving to Christmas and thanking God for the gift that he gave us so freely and so undeserving, I want to ask us, how are we being faithful to God? Are we being faithful to him? As some of you probably know, I grew up in Minnesota, and I am a diehard Minnesota sports fan. Not just football, but basketball, hockey, a lot of the sports they have there, I am a fan of. And some of you know, we kind of go back and forth on if when they win or hopefully when they win, but more often when they lose. But many of us, it may not be sports, but we are all faithful to something. You know, I may be faithful to my team, even though at times I probably shouldn't be faithful, but it pales in comparison to how faithful God has been to us. This afternoon, I was just thinking of all the things that God had done for me, and I was thankful and praising him for it. But through all those times, even when I make mistakes, it shows how faithful God is to not only me, but to all of us. But what does it mean to be faithful? To be faithful, it means to be steadfast to someone or something. You know, we are all faithful to something, but we can clearly see how faithful God is clearly in the Bible. With Abraham and Sarah, the Bible says in Romans 4, 20 through 21, that he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. If you think of the story of Abraham and Sarah, how that God had promised them a son, and even though they tried to do things in their own way, in their own will, we see that God fulfilled what he had promised them. He was faithful to them. I think of Joseph in Genesis 50, verse 20. But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. When we think of Joseph, we know how he was sold into slavery by his brothers. He was accused. He was thrown into prison. He went through so many things that were not even his fault. But God still showed himself faithful in Joseph's life. How that all that time, that preparation, those trials, those tribulations that he was going through prepared him to be in the palace one day. When I think of God's faithfulness, I'm sure many of us think of the children of Israel, how God promised that he would send a deliverer to them to rescue them from slavery, and he did just that. And he was faithful to them through the wilderness. He clothed them, he provided for them all the way into Canaan. Exodus 14, 13 through 14, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Daniel in the lion's den, even though a decree was given that they shouldn't pray or bow to their God, only to the king, Daniel still faithfully prayed to God. And even though he was thrown in the lion's den, even the king himself understood that it was God that delivered and rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. In these stories, I see people who trusted in a faithful God. And not only that, people around them, people who didn't have a relationship with that God, understood how faithful God had been. As I mentioned, the children of Israel, there were many kings who heard of the children of Israel, not because of what they did, but because of all the things that God did for them. And not just these Bible stories, I'm sure in our own lives we can see how faithful God has been to us. No matter how many mistakes we make, God is faithful. Now, in the passage that we just read, I want us to notice a few aspects of what it means to be faithful and who we should be faithful to and how. First of all, look at that first beginning part of that verse. Faithful is he that calleth you. We need to be faithful to the one who has called us. God has you here for a reason. We all have different backgrounds, a lot of differences, opinions between us, but God has us here in this church for a reason. I remember when I first moved here 2 years ago, after I had moved into my place, I remember lying down on my bed, moving from California, making that big change, and just thinking, God, what am I doing here? Why am I here? What am I doing here in Virginia? I had been to Virginia once. I had visited a college friend of mine, but I had no idea why God had called me here. Even through the whole process of being in interviews, talking to different pastors, hearing the needs that they had. And I remember one night when I was working my job, I was just praying that, God, where do you want me to go? Then when I came here, I still had no idea where God would have me. But something that I understood is, you know what? I may not understand why I'm here right now, but I know my job is to be faithful to God. Be faithful in the place that he has for you. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Corinthians 7:17, but as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. We need to be faithful to where we are and where God has us. But not only that, we need to be faithful in our walk with God. Micah 6:8, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. God has called us to be faithful to him, but also to be faithful in our walk with him. Once we get saved, it's a blessing what God does in our hearts, but right after that is fellowship. It's been awesome having discipleships with people and just watching a new Christian when they first get saved. And once they have the joy of Christ, it's evident on them, but they also start walking a certain way. Their walk is different. The way they act is different. And it's a blessing to see because it's only God that can do that change on the inside. But it's important for us to be faithful to him. As I was teaching junior church this morning, I was teaching on, you know, right after Solomon received that wisdom that God gave him, his job was now to build the temple. And I explained to the kids as I was studying that passage that, you know, it was awesome that Solomon built a house for God. But in the next few verses, God says, okay, it's awesome. You have, and I'm just paraphrasing, he built the house. But he said, hey, just like David, your father, if you walk with me, if you love my commandments, if you obey and do what I have called you to do, then I'm going to bless you. Then my presence will come and dwell within you. You know, it's very easy to go through the motions. It's very easy to just go day by day and just come show up to church, come to Sunday school, come to Sunday evening service, help in Awana, sing, lead singing, whatever it may be. It's easy to go through the motions. But God can see right through that because he looks at the heart. And you can only fake it. You can only go through the motions for so long. But God is looking for people who are faithful to him and faithful to walking with him. The question I have this evening is, what does your walk with God look like? Are you faithful to it? It's something that takes discipline. It's something that takes time. But we need to be faithful to him. That's how we get to know him. That's how we get to know God. And that's how we can trust him. That is our job. And that's what we are required to do. And that is how we get closer and we can draw closer to God. The Bible says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. If we are going to be faithful, we need to be faithful to where God has placed us at this time. Many of you who work in the military, maybe you didn't grow up here. Maybe you came from a different area or a different town or city. But God has you here in this place for a reason. And I know that when I first moved here, it was very different from California. It was nice to see all the green trees and not live in the desert. But this is very different from where I grew up. And sometimes it's hard to adjust. It's hard to feel at home in one place. And the only thing that could bring you here is, you know what? God brought me here, and this is where God has called me to be. And no matter what may happen, I'm just going to be faithful to where he leads me. Be faithful to the one who has called you. But also look at that ending part of that verse. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. We need to be faithful to the one who is going to do the work and help us be faithful. We cannot be faithful or serve God in our own strength. And Paul says this in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Psalms 127:1, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Paul is saying that he's confident that, you know what, things may not be going the way he thought. Maybe on his missionary journeys, maybe he missed the boat. I don't know. Maybe he missed something. Maybe he went without food. I'm not sure, but I'm sure the plans that Paul thought he was going to do didn't work out. I'm sure the areas that he thought he would go, he didn't go. I think of the Macedonian call, how that if the verse says that he had planned to go to a totally different city, but God guided him a different way. I'm sure Paul wasn't thinking like, I'm sure he was thinking, God, why would you want me to go there? But God had a purpose and he had a reason. And that's why we need to be faithful to God, because we don't know what God is going to do. God has the strength and he has the grace available to give us so that we can be faithful to him. We just had our Christmas flyers come in. And I remember walking outside this morning, looking at the weather, and I don't think it went warmer than 40-something degrees. I'm not sure. But I know that on Saturday, when we go out, it's going to be cold. It's going to be uncomfortable. But you know what? We are obeying a command from God. And as we hang those flyers on the doors, I'm not sure what God is going to do. I'm not sure if the wind is going to take it away or if whoever takes it, will throw it to the ground. I'm not sure what will happen. But I know that it's God that's going to do the work. It's God that's going to work in that person's heart. It's God that's going to be speaking to that person's heart even before I go up to their door and hang the flyer. God just wants us to be faithful to him. He's given us that command to go and preach the gospel to every creature. And hanging flowers is just one of the ways that we can fulfill that command and be living in obedience to what God has told us to do. And we need to be faithful to that. As I read in Psalms, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Man, we can try to do all that we can do in our own strength. We can try to work. We can try to plan our way. We can try to schedule all things. But if God is not in the midst of our plans, and if he is not our priority in our life, it's going to be in vain. You know, when Paul was speaking, there was this church that was dealing with, they were kind of selecting slides. You know, they said, oh, I am of Paul. I am of these other characters. And what did Paul say? He said, hey, I watered, Apollos planted, but it's God that gives the increase. You know, it's God that we need to be faithful to, and it's God who's going to do the work. You know, God is the one who gives the results and the growth. Our responsibility is to obey him. As I was reading these verses, I was remembering when I had to do a science project when I was in seventh grade. And I had to grow something, I had to plant something. So I remember getting the bucket, and I put the sand. I wanted to plant peppers. So this type of pepper is not like bell peppers here in the States. It's a more of a red, hot, spicy pepper in Nigeria. So I remember putting the seed in the soil and pouring water in it, and dragging it out into the sun and doing that back and forth. Now, eventually, it became more of my mom's project than my project, but eventually, I remember seeing that first seed grow. And I got so excited. I'm like, something's actually growing, it's working. So I remember dragging it out into the sun, pouring water in it, and keeping having to stay with that schedule. I had to be faithful with it. Sometimes faithfulness isn't going to pay off on that first day. Sometimes being faithful, we may not see the fruits that we want, the growth that we want, or the results that we want right away. But we're not in charge of the results. It's God, and we ought to be faithful to him. John 15:5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. As I was reading this verse, I was starting to think that, man, I definitely remember when I was doing things in my own strength. But it's so much easier when we can rely on God's strength, and he is the one that does the work. We cannot be faithful in our own strength. We must rely on God's. You know, Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. My dad would always tease anytime we say, boy, that is so hard, I can't do it. He would say, hey, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We need God every single day. We are going to need God's grace and strength. I know we're already about to enter the final month of the year. It's crazy to think about it. But now in this year, even at the end, we need God now more than ever. We need God to guide us. We need God to strengthen us. And we need to be faithful to God now. I told the kids this morning that we can't make the mistake of thinking that you will be faithful in the future. Maybe some of us are thinking, man, I'm going to be faithful in 2026. When January 1st hits, that's when I'm going to be faithful to God. We can't afford to do that because we know we're not going to be faithful. We need to decide right now that we are going to be faithful to God. Luke 16:10 says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful in that which is much. We cannot be faithful in our own strength. And I know that many of us sitting here this evening, our goal is to one day hear God say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, with the parable of the master that went to a far country and gave the talents to his servants, you know, it didn't matter whether they had five talents or one talent. Their job was the same. What they were supposed to do was the same. They were supposed to multiply those talents and to be faithful, even though the master was gone. We are to be faithful to him. No matter the situation, even when things are difficult, even when things look bleak, we should still be faithful to God. Be faithful to the one who called you. and God will give you the strength to be faithful. As we go into a new year, we only have one more month before we turn the calendar year. Are you going to rely more on your strength next year? Are we going to look back and say, man, you know what? I just got by, but you know what? I made it on my own. You couldn't make that decision, but we could see God do great things if we just allow him to work through us and in us, and we rely on him for strength. A tragic event, October 23rd, 1983. I'm sure many of you know this date, the bombing in Beirut, which caused many Marines to lose their lives that day. Marine Corps Commander Paul Kelly visited the wounded in a Germany hospital. The corporal was severely wounded in this incident. Paul Kelly stood beside Nash's bed, and he motioned for a piece of paper and a pen, and he wrote the two words, which is the motto for the Marine Corps: always faithful, semper fi. It means always faithful. I remember reading that story, and I thought, if that's the model for the Marine Corps, shouldn't it be a model for our lives, to be always faithful to God? We have a great opportunity to serve God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who created everything, who can do everything. Am I going to be faithful to him? Am I going to be faithful when things get difficult? This should be our motto going into the new year, the year after that, and for the rest of our lives, that I'm always going to be faithful to God. He is so faithful to us. Why can't we be faithful to him? Every head bowed, every eye is closed. I know this was more of a charge, more of a devotion, but this thought challenged me. I'm sure there was something that we are all faithful to this evening. Whether it's our job, it could be a hobby, whatever that may be, but we are all faithful to something. And then when I looked back at my life with my walk with God, how faithful I am, I was convicted. I was convicted because I showed a lot more faithfulness to things that don't matter for all of eternity instead of being faithful to the one, to the only one who does matter, and that's God. This evening, go ahead and make that decision. You know, you don't have to wait till January 1st to make a New Year's resolution to be faithful to God. You can be faithful right now. It starts right now. And have a time of prayer and just decide, God, I want to be faithful to you. No matter what happens, no matter what situation will come up in my life, I may struggle, I may be disappointed, I may fail, but I'm going to be faithful to you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for who you are and your faithfulness. I'm sorry for all the times that I've been distracted by things that don't even matter and have not been faithful to you. I pray that each and every one of us here would decide that as we look towards a new year, as we make our plans, as we make our schedules, that you would be our top priority, but we would be faithful to you. Father, I know that you have the power, the strength, and the grace to guide us, but I pray that we would look to you for strength, that we would trust in you and be faithful to you always. I thank you for all you've done and what you will do. In Jesus' name, amen.